You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Major Temis! Sire!
Ister! What's the news from the north side?
The Neo's 13th cohort is split in two. Half of them have been forced back to the river. The others are trying to break through to get to the main road near the Grey Bridge.
They won't like what's waiting for them there.
Sir, with your permission, I'd like to head down to the river tunnels. I think some people are going to try and get in tonight.
Yes, that's fine, yes. Get down there and see if they have anything for us. The sooner this is over, the sooner we can start to pick up the pieces. Those Neo brutes have made a wreck of this city.
Just as long as they don't pull out before I finish with them, sir. I've barely got started.
Words to live by, Ister. Words to live by.
You know what I always say, sir? The only good Neo is a dead Neo.
Listening devices can one room contain? Ah, Narvin, good. Did anyone see you?
No.
You weren't followed?
No.
You're quite certain?
Romana, I know what I'm doing.
Yes, of course, I'm sorry.
Trying times.
Shh, I think I found one.
These surveillance levels are getting out of hand. All clear?
All clear.
Good. So, tell me why I'm here.
The planet Issylus.
Issylus. Nope, means nothing. Should I have heard of it?
I shouldn't think so. Not for a few centuries, at any rate.
Perhaps we should postpone our meeting to a later date.
No, I need somebody there now.
Visiting several centuries in advance is certainly playing the long game. What exactly is going on? Romana?
Let's say that I'm afraid of intervention in the timeline on Issylus.
Well, that's certainly a good reason. But since we are almost exclusively concerned with our enemy's intervention in the timelines these days, that can't be all you're worried about.
No, there's more.
Oh, there's always more. Care to explain?
All will become clear en route.
This is being careful, even by the standards of the time.
We live under a new dispensation. There are enemies without, and enemies... Well, better not take any chances.
Yes, well, quite. So, did you have anyone particular in mind for this very secret mission?
I thought perhaps Eris.
Oh.
Well, what's wrong with Eris?
Eris is so young.
Well, that's not a character flaw.
No?
Did you have someone better in mind?
Ah, yes, as a matter of fact, me.
You're rather senior to go gallivanting on a mission.
I, too, am not taking any chances.
Betrayed once too often?
It happens to the best of us. The new dispensation, one might say.
Well, I'd prefer you here.
And I'd prefer me there.
Very well. But take Eris, nonetheless. I think this mission will need backup.
So young. So... enthusiastic.
Well, again, not necessarily a flaw.
Hmm.
There's a TARDIS ready and waiting for you at a private bay. I've sent directions and access codes to you, and the decryption key separately. I'll instruct Eris to join you within the hour. There's a pre-recorded mission briefing that will activate once you're in flight.
Oh, we're leaving now.
Well, did you have anywhere else to be?
You could at least let me clear my desk.
Everything will be taken care of.
There's all kinds of sensitive cases open. I can't simply pass them on to anyone. Why, who could we trust with our sources on Amantarius 4?
Shh! Narvin.
I know. Walls have ears. All right, Romana. I'm on my way.
Issylus.
Nope, means nothing. Should I have heard of it?
Come on. Uh,
Issylus. What does she know about Issylus?
I don't want to sound like I'm complaining, Deputy Coordinator.
Sir, will do.
Right. Thank you, sir. What I mean to say is that I'm grateful for the opportunity, but...
I do understand, Agent. Nobody likes to be woken in the middle of the night and told to prepare immediately for a long journey. Console yourself that you'll be helping Coordinator Romana.
Do we have any idea yet what she wants us to do?
She said we'd be briefed en route.
Well, we are en route.
And Romana is about to make good her promise. Quiet. Listen. I don't want to miss anything, and I doubt this recording will hang around for long after we've heard it.
Thank you for your assistance on this mission, Eris. I like to try new blood. Some senior staff are getting a little long in the tooth for field work. I'm sorry for the secrecy. The situation on Issylus is both complicated and sensitive. I'll keep this briefing as short and as clear as possible.
Please do, dear Coordinator.
You won't have heard of Issylus before today. There's no reason why you should. One day, it will be of considerable strategic importance. But at the time when you'll be visiting, Issylus should be of no interest to anyone. Yet our sources believe that someone is meddling in its history.
Darling,
shh, let her explain.
However, I have another mission for you. One that I hope will prove that we can win this war without destroying everything in our path, without becoming our enemy.
Ah, now I begin to understand.
Pause briefing. Sir, I'm not sure that I do.
Whatever Romana wants us to do on Issylus, it's not necessarily something that would get the approval of the War Council.
Oh. Oh.
Indeed. This mission, Eris, is happening behind the backs of our own security forces. Shall we hear more? Recommence briefing.
First of all, you must be clear about the situation that you're heading towards. You're about to arrive in the middle of a terrible war.
Another war. As if our own wasn't bad enough. Thank you, Romana. Thank you so much.
Yes, what is it?
You wanted to be notified of any unauthorized flight, sir. A TARDIS has recently left on an uncharted journey.
Has it indeed? Destination? Come on, come on!
Not blocked, sir.
Now, isn't that mysterious? Run a scan for the location of all CIA agents currently stationed on Gallifrey. Any names? Anyone missing?
I can't locate Coordinator Narvin and Agent Eris, sir.
Narvin? This is all becoming extremely inconvenient.
Is there anything else I can do for you, sir?
Yes. Contact Commander Aladra. Tell her to come and see me immediately.
Of course, sir.
Romana and Narvin. Well, perhaps this is an opportunity. Two birds, one stone.
At the time when you will arrive, Issylus is in the middle of a major war, the world's first global conflict. On one side, the Neo-Solitarians.
Oh, they sound nice.
A rather nasty bunch of ideological Puritans, I'm afraid. And on the other side, the Issylarians.
Let me guess, another nasty bunch.
You won't be surprised to hear that they are an equally unpleasant band of xenophobic imperialists.
Neo-Solitarians, Issylarians...
Pause briefing. Eris, are you taking notes?
There's quite a lot to remember.
This is a secret mission. You can't take notes. Try listening. Continue briefing.
And in the middle of all this, caught between these two appalling factions, there are the ordinary people of Issylus, trying to get through this war with their lives, their families, and their dignity intact.
They have my sympathy.
Our agents have determined that this war on Issylus is a critical moment in the history of this part of space. If the Neo-Solitarians win, their victory will be mercifully short-lived. Their collapse will lead to the formation of a global government on Issylus, committed to pacifism, justice, and the exploration of space.
That sounds like a positive outcome for everyone.
Shh! I want to hear the alternative.
If, on the other hand, the Isolarians win the war, then the last desperate faction of their opponents will drop a series of firebombs that will burn up the atmosphere and destroy all life on Isolus.
Romana, I beg you, not that option.
I am absolutely committed to preventing this. Not least, because it would be a monstrous outcome. Can you believe I even have to say that? Such are the times. But I mean it. To allow death on such a scale would be monstrous. It would also serve our enemies.
Oh, yes, well, it helps if there's an ulterior motive.
If the Isolarians win, and if life ends on Isolus, the way is open for the Daleks to take the planet and all its resources. Isolus has an abundant supply of Illyrium.
Pause. You know what Illyrium is, Eris?
Yes, of course. A mineral oil. Very rare. The Daleks need it for their form of time travel.
And if this world has plenty of it, well, you can see why its future history is crucial to the Time War. Continue.
And that's why you're here. To push the war in the right direction.
How do we go about doing that?
You are not going in blind. CIA agents have been collecting information on Isolus for some time now. Our analysis has led us to focus our activities on a small country under Neo-Solitarian occupation. Right now, their capital city is under Isolarian bombardment, and it's about to fall into their hands. If this city falls, the war will swing the wrong way. We have identified several partisan groups giving assistance to the Neos to keep the Isolarians at bay. We want you to find them and embed yourself. Pose as a Neo agent and offer support. Find out what we need to do to arm them, to halt the Isolarian advance, and turn the war. That is your mission. Push the Neos towards their victory. Stop the conflagration from ever happening. Help history take its rightful course.
Posing as arms dealers. How far the mighty Gallifreyans are falling. Deleted without trace. I hope you kept good notes, Eris.
Commander Aladra, thank you for making yourself available at such short notice.
I serve the War Council at Lord Rassilon's pleasure, sir.
Yes, quite right. Well, take a seat.
How may I help you, sir?
Isolus.
What about it?
Your special area of interest, yes?
Is there something the matter, sir?
You tell me. Nothing untoward or unexpected happening?
Not that I know.
Well, listen to this.
Planet Isolus.
Isolus. Isolus. Nope, means nothing. Should I have heard of it?
That?
Was Coordinator Romana of the Celestial Intervention Agency and her faithful deputy, Narvin.
Why are they talking about Isolus?
I was rather hoping that you could tell me.
I'll find out.
Before you hair off, a TARDIS has left on an unscheduled journey, and I'm having some difficulty locating Coordinator Narvin and Agent Eris.
You think they've gone there? Without your authorization?
It's reasonable to assume so, and they most certainly do not have my authorization.
You believe the CIA have sent an undercover mission to Isolus?
That's what I want you to find out!
Of course, sir.
Get to Isolus, find out what they're doing there, stop them if necessary.
Of course, Cardinal. On my way.
Planet Isolus.
That woman. She'll be the ruin of us all.
Cold night.
And a bitter war by the sound of it.
So that's the capital. What's left of it?
And that's where we're heading. The main partisan group we need to contact is operating from within there.
We're meant to go into that. Aren't there groups operating out here that we can contact?
If they're out here, they're on the wrong side.
I guess so. Couldn't we have landed our TARDIS closer?
I'd rather not draw that kind of attention to us, or to our technological capabilities.
Fair enough. So how do we get into the city safely?
I'm afraid there's going to be some swimming.
Nice night for it.
Well, we won't be outside too long. The river runs underground into the city.
Underground?
We won't be underwater for longer than is necessary, Eris. Would you rather wait behind?
I think I should be asking you that.
I'm not that old. Come on. We have a fair amount of ground to cover before we get to the river. We need to do it under cover of night. I don't want to spend a whole day playing cat and mouse with whichever guerrilla groups are hanging around these hills.
Sir, I had one question.
Fire away.
Why is Romana keeping our mission secret from the War Council? If this planet's future is so crucial to the war, why not get them on board?
Two reasons, I think. First of all, Romana may be afraid of what the War Council might do. Their methods have become rather crude of late.
What? You think they'd destroy the planet? Oh. You said there was another reason.
I believe Romana may intend this to be a test case.
How so?
The Coordinator believes the war can be won without the kind of scorched earth tactics that seem to be gaining ground these days. If we can carry out this mission quietly and successfully, we may be able to rein in some of the more unpleasant elements on the War Council. Provide a counterexample, as it were.
And we do this by posing as arms dealers.
I didn't say that things weren't complicated.
I feel sorry for this world. A battleground in a war it knows nothing about.
Puts our rather small-scale intervention into perspective.
I think you're right.
Any more questions?
Not for now.
Let's try to pick up the pace.
What? Is that?
Can't be. Who are you?
My name is Commander Eladra. I'm here on behalf of the War Council. I've come to help.
Commander, eh?
Why are you here?
A very good question, Eris. For a planet of no particular interest to anyone, there do seem to be a lot of Time Lords running around.
I'll answer that question, Narvin. But not until this one is on his way back to Gallifrey.
Well, Eris, you heard the Commander.
Sorry, sir.
If you leave, Eris, I find out what's going on.
Are you sure, sir?
Quite sure.
It's not really down to either of you. Direct orders from the War Council.
Oh, well, in that case...
Orders are orders, Eris. And the War Council might have a legitimate interest.
Well, I suppose so.
Give my regards to Romana.
Of course.
All right, Commander. Cut to the chase. Why are you here, really?
The same reasons as you, Deputy Coordinator. To win the war and restore Gallifrey to its full glory. Are you coming? We have a river to swim before daylight.
Not quite the same reasons, then.
War Council been raiding your shelves, Brax? Or did you take more than...
I'd heard that you still visited this place.
Prime Minister, I thought you'd forgotten we even had an academy.
Isn't it quiet without all the students?
That's largely down to policies you enacted. What's your interest in Braxia Tell's library?
Today, it's the fact that you are here. Cantico rearranged my schedule, so I had a moment to slip away and find you.
Why? Should I be calling for my bodyguard?
They know, you know.
Who knows what?
Oh, come on, Romana. Do you think any TARDIS can leave unmonitored these days? Do you think they don't know the whereabouts of every single member of the CIA at any given point and don't notice when two go missing?
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
They know. And they're going to do everything they can to stop you, and more. Not everyone is working towards the same goal.
What do you mean?
You can work it out, but don't dally too long. I understand Lord Rassilon will be touring the Academy shortly. He has plans.
Wait a minute! What plans?
Enjoy your reading while you can.
No chance of that.
Narvin!
Thank you.
Oh. Are you all right?
A little lightheaded.
No respiratory bypass. You're out of practice.
It will pass. Where now?
The city's under curfew for another couple of hours. We should find somewhere to hide until morning.
You're very well informed.
This sector of space is my specialism.
Even this far back in history?
I'm very thorough. We should get moving. I think we've been seen.
What's Rey now?
I'm not sure.
I thought you were the specialist.
The left-hand tunnel. Go that way.
Have they gone?
I think so.
If I was your enemy, you'd be dead right now.
Who are you?
Come on. I know a way out of here. Follow me. If they find you, they'll kill you. Come on! So Narvin stayed there?
It was either that or end the mission, ma'am. Narvin more or less ordered me to come back and tell you what was going on.
Rather too much for my liking.
Ma'am!
This was supposed to be a covert mission. And yet there's an agent from the War Council now involved, and people talking to me about it in libraries.
I beg your pardon?
The Prime Minister herself, no less, warning me that the War Council will do what it can to stop me, and that we're not all working towards the same goals, as if I didn't know that already. What was the name of the commander that arrived?
Aladra, ma'am. So Mantis knows directly about our mission.
And has decided, for whatever reason, to intervene. That man! He'll be the ruin of us all!
What should we do?
You should keep out of circulation. Stay here. As for me, I'm going to have a word with the director.
Thank you for helping us, sister.
Well, I guess we're on the same side, more or less.
What makes you say that?
You were coming into the city. The Neos are getting out, taking some of the collaborators with them. Though not all. There'll be a reckoning soon enough.
Not a kind word to say for the Neos?
With half my family dead. The only good Neo is the dead Neo.
I'm sorry.
Well, we all have a tale to tell like that, don't we?
War is a terrible thing.
Yeah. Well, as long as it's worse for the Neos. I've killed 15 this spring. I'm not even started yet. By the time we've driven them out, I'll make that full 24. So what's your story?
It's complicated.
Sorry, have to answer this. Wait here a sec. I'll be right back. Receiving. Go ahead.
Oh, this is a disaster.
What do you mean?
We've fallen in with the wrong side.
Wrong side?
She's working to bring down the Neo-Solitarians. Probably has contacts with the other side.
And why is that a problem?
I thought you were the specialist. You must have run the future scenarios. If the Isolarians win, that's the end of life on this planet.
Yes, I know.
You don't sound terribly concerned.
I'm trying to keep my cool in a difficult situation. There are a lot of twitchy people around here with guns. I don't want them deciding that we're not on their side.
So, what do you suggest we do?
I say we play along. Find out exactly what Ista's group does and see if we can use them to achieve our goals.
Undermine them from within?
Yes, that might work.
Oh,
You don't like that plan?
No, not much.
Then tell me a better one. She's friendly right now, and she's armed.
I think we should get away as soon as we can.
That will draw attention, maybe get us shot.
I suppose you might be right.
We'll stick with her for the moment. Get the lie of the land, see what we can learn.
I suppose that will have to do, for the time being. Shh, she's coming.
All right, that was the Major. He wants to chat with you. Bit of a drive, though.
Oh,
yeah, sorry. But Temis is good. He'll know what to do with you.
Mantis!
Ah, I was wondering when I'd hear from you.
Why is she there?
Who?
Aladra. You've sent her to Issylus.
Now, I'm not denying I know anyone called Aladra. Nor am I denying that I have heard of a world called Issylus. What I don't do is discuss war council business in public. Careless talk costs whole regeneration cycles.
I know she's there.
Do you? Well, that would raise an interesting question, because if I did know an agent called Aladra, and if she was on a mission to a world called Issylus, then I would ask, how is it that you know, Romana?
Mantis!
Because that might imply that the CIA was conducting an undercover operation of its own, and that coordinator...
Go on!
...would not be very wise. You have always struck me as intelligent, Romana. Shall we agree for the moment not to interfere in each other's business? We're all working towards the same goal, aren't we? To make sure the right side wins?
What a mess.
Yeah, I know. Had you been here before?
Before?
Before the occupation, I mean.
No. Although I'd seen pictures, it was beautiful.
It really was. That tower over there, it had stood for nearly 8 centuries.
Impressive.
Now look at the state of it. But it's not really about the buildings, is it?
You said you'd lost family.
Yeah. Well, everyone's lost family. One of my nieces, 8 years old, cut her finger playing out in the street, got infected. No medicine, is there? Half the doctors rounded up. That was it for her.
Terrible.
Yeah. Well, that's the Neos for you.
Still sure we've picked the right side, Coordinator?
Nobody said war was easy, Commander.
They're on the run. Neo scum.
Major Temis, sir.
Hister, I heard you had company. Over here. Sorry looking pair, aren't you?
Yes, but we scrub up well.
Where did you find them?
Fished them out the river.
Heading in or heading out?
Heading in. That's why I thought you might like to talk to them.
You're right. Good work. All right, you two. Let's hear the story.
We're here to help.
What kind of help are you offering?
There's only one kind of help you need, isn't there?
Carry on.
The Neos are going. The Isolarians will be here next, and they're no better. If your little country isn't going to be wiped off the face of the map, you're going to have to find a way to defend yourselves. A way that doesn't rely on Isolarian weapons.
We've got what the Neos have left behind.
Why make do with second-hand goods?
What exactly are you offering?
Take a look at this hollow. Oh. I have weapons you've never seen and can barely imagine.
Where's all this from?
Aladra!
Don't worry about that. It's state-of-the-art.
Straight from their own labs, eh? I like the idea of that. Beat them with their own best weapons.
They won't know what's hit them.
So you're interested?
We'll see. I'll take the hollow to my superiors. Show them what you've got.
Of course.
They won't believe it. Come on, Ister. Let's take some good news for once.
Aladra, what are you doing?
What? We were here to sell weapons, weren't we?
But not like this. These are vastly beyond this world's capabilities, and not to this side.
It's just a ploy, Narvin. Get their attention, show them we're worth talking to. You realise that if I hadn't shown them something, they'd most likely have had us shot?
So what about when we don't deliver? You think they'll hold back then?
It won't come to that.
You really have these weapons here, don't you? In your TARDIS?
I don't go into war zones unprotected. Don't worry, Narvin. Everything's under control.
Ah, Eris. Good.
How did it go with Director Mantis?
The usual. Some tiresome game playing, a few veiled threats, and some bland reassurances that we're all working towards the same goal. Make sure the right side... Oh. Oh, no.
Ma'am? Are you all right?
Of course, but that's appalling.
Ma'am?
Eris, I think Aladra might be there to help the Isolarians win the war.
But that means...
The end of life on Isolus.
No, I can't believe it. Mantis wouldn't send someone on a mission like that. You do believe it, don't you?
Yes. A measure of how far we've fallen.
So what do we do? Confront Mantis?
With what? We don't have proof, really, do we?
But still...
No, I have another idea. And I will get my questions answered this time.
You think Mantis will answer your questions?
Oh, I wasn't thinking of Mantis.
Romana, how are you today?
Rather troubled, Prime Minister.
Oh, I think I can imagine why.
Is it true? Does the War Council intend to carry out this plan? Wipe out an entire civilization?
Not all of the War Council.
I see. Factions within factions.
Well, why do you think I contacted you?
Let me be clear about this. Aladra hasn't gone rogue. She's operating under orders.
Aladra is Rassilon's creature, heart and soul.
But what are they thinking? Ending life on Isolus is doing the Daleks' work for them.
And that's the idea. Lull our enemies into a false sense of security. Make them believe that their own interventions on Isolus have been a success. And then be ready for them when they come to take the planet's resources.
And the deaths of millions of people are considered acceptable collateral?
Yes. Given the wider context, the people of Isolus are seen as expendable.
Livia. How could you allow...
I'm talking to you now, Romana, at some considerable personal risk.
And that's all you're going to do?
It's all I can do. Whatever you choose to do next, I won't interfere. But I am afraid that you face the consequences alone.
And that's as far as you'll go?
That's as far as I dare. Good luck, Romana.
And that's all the help Livia is willing to give.
To be fair, she didn't have to give us any help at all. And she's taken a great risk to let us know.
So what now?
We need to warn Narvin about Aladra and her plans. Try to stop her killing all those people.
Consider it done, Coordinator.
Be careful, Eris. We know that Aladra is willing to murder millions on Isolus. What we don't know yet is how little she values Time Lord life.
And what about the War Council? Or whoever authorised this plan.
Leave them to me.
Will you be careful too, Mum?
Oh, I'm always careful.
Ah, Temis. Spoken to your superiors?
Yes.
And they're interested?
Where's your friend, Narvin? Shouldn't he be here too?
He took a turn refueling your generator. We wanted to show Willing. No need to fetch him.
All right. My superiors want to know more. They want to know what else you've got.
How about this? Press one button and the whole city is destroyed.
Well, you can really do this.
Of course. Just choose your target.
Imagine this. Falling on the Neos capital city. On all their cities.
Well, there's no need to be excessive. One city at a time.
How does this work?
Don't worry about that. It's ready and waiting. All set up and targeted. What it needs is for someone to get out of the city, head up to the coordinates I give them, and activate the device remotely.
And that's it?
That's it. One button, one press, and your enemies are on their knees.
We've not talked about price. What are you charging for this?
For the first one, nothing.
Nothing?
Let's call it a loss leader. Once you've seen what it can do, and you're happy, then we can talk about the price.
Oh, not rolling in money. And I'll need to talk to my superiors first.
Why wait?
I can't make a decision like this.
This war's on a knife edge. It can still swing either way. The Issos might pull back, leave you and your country to the Neos. How long to get permission? What if you don't get it? You can finish this war within a few hours, Temis. Change the balance for good.
Why? I'm not sure.
Think about it. All the pain and cruelty the Neos have inflicted on you and your poor countrymen, all repaid with the press of a button. And for the Isolarians, a warning to them that your people can defend themselves and will punish any harm. All your citizens who have been widowed and orphaned and tortured and maimed, you'd be doing this for them. Don't you like the sound of that? Doesn't that sound good?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Then what are you waiting for?
No. They can't. This isn't right.
Oh, that smell. All the dismal backwater places to get caught up in a war.
Narvin!
Oh, that should be enough biofuel to keep your lights on,
too. Was this always the plan?
What? What do you mean?
These weapons of yours. You're going to destroy the Hog City. It's not right. It's not right.
Yet, it's to slow down. Just tell me what you're talking about.
I heard your friend talking to Temis. She's offered a weapon that will wipe out the Neo's capital at a press of a button. Can you really do that?
Well...
You can!
And Aladra has offered this to Temis.
It's not right, Narvin! There's kids there. They've done nothing. Just born on the wrong side. Killing kids, killing civilians. That's what their side does, not us. We just want them to go away. Why are you doing this?
I'm not. Look, where's Aladra now?
She was taking Temis off somewhere. Showing him how it worked.
Come on, Ista. We've got to catch up with them.
Here, take this.
What's this?
Once you're out of the city, it'll guide you to where you need to be.
You've got all sorts of clever machines, haven't you?
You don't need to worry about that. Get out of the city, follow where this leads, and then we'll do what needs to be done.
And you're going to wish me luck?
No, but I will advise caution.
I suppose that will have to do.
We make our own luck.
Stop! Where have you been? What do you think you're doing?
I was getting a breath of fresh air. It's quite safe. The Neos are more than a mile away.
That's not what I meant, and you know it. Where's Temis?
Temis? I don't know.
Don't lie to me. Ista heard you. You told Temis you could give him a weapon that would destroy the Neos' capital.
That girl shouldn't listen to conversations that don't concern her.
You're not even going to deny it.
Why should I? Ista should be grateful. The only good Neo is a dead Neo.
Ista knows the difference between right and wrong.
Ista knows nothing of what's really at stake here.
Don't you understand the consequences of this?
Of course I do. I'm the specialist.
Aladra!
One can never be entirely sure, of course. But the intention is that while they're reeling from the destruction of their capital, the Neo-Solitarians devise a weapon that will wipe out all of life on this world. I assume they devise it and that I don't simply give it to them. Sometimes these interventions can get very complicated. I should probably prepare for that.
That was your plan from the outset, wasn't it? To use this world, play with its history, destroy its people, and for what?
To win the war.
But at what cost, Aladra?
Cost? You mean Isolus? Isolus doesn't matter. This war, this tiny little war, it's nothing. It's petty, meaningless. They fight for a few streets and cities that are already rubble. We are fighting for the whole of time.
So this is what the War Council has become.
The War Council? I answer to Rassilon himself.
And Rassilon has decreed that a whole world must die.
If that's what's necessary, yes.
I won't allow this to happen.
It's already happening. Temis is on his way out of the city. He has the coordinates for my TARDIS.
You've given him your TARDIS?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. He doesn't need to go inside, doesn't even need to see it. He just needs to be close enough for the detonator to be in range. It's all set up. He presses the button, the devices I set in orbit are activated from my TARDIS console, and there we are. 2 hours, 3 at the very most, the Neo's main city will be ash and dust, and this war will be heading in the right way.
You're insane.
I am willing to do what's necessary.
And I'm going to stop you.
Ista, listen to me. That won't work.
Petty! Meaningless!
You really do need to stop listening into other people's conversations. You never hear anything that makes you
happy.
Shut up! But I meant it. You're nothing in the great scheme of things.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! What's happening? What's happening to her?
I told you it wouldn't work.
She can't be... She's still alive?
She's regenerating. She'll be herself again in a minute or two. Well, not quite herself, but close enough. Ista, stop! Ista, you don't know what you're doing. Give me the gun, please!
No! I want her dead! I want her dead!
This won't work!
I've got to kill her! I've got to stop her!
Please, stop! Please, please!
What's happening?
Please, no, please, stop! No, please! Please!
Ista, please, stop this!
Just die! Die!
You killed her. All her remaining lives gone. Like that. Oh, what have you done?
What have I done? Who are you people? What are you?
Ista, I swear I am a friend.
No! Keep away from me!
Ista, please! Listen,
keep
I can
away.
Help! Ista, wait!
I told you to keep away from me!
I'm the only one who can help you now!
What are you? Who are you?
We are Time Lords. Ista, we're from another world, very far away from here, and a very long way in the future.
Stop playing games with me!
But you've seen the weapons we have. You've seen what happened to Aladra. Is there anything like this on your world?
Why are you here?
We're fighting a war too, Ista. A vast war raging across time, and the most terrible army in the whole history of creation is poised to pour through space and time, destroying everything in its path.
What army? Hers? Aladra's?
What? No, no! No, not us! Not the Time Lords! Something much worse.
What's worse?
The Daleks.
The what?
Listen, let me explain.
No! No! I don't care who you are! I care about what she's trying to do. You and your people here trying to destroy my world.
Ista, it's not as simple as that.
No?
Ista, please, don't go. I need you to help me find Temis.
Don't follow me. I'll kill you if you follow me.
Ista, please. This had better be the cavalry.
Hello, Narvin. Anything I can do to help? As soon as we realized what Aladra intended, Romana sent me straight back here to stop her.
More easily said than done, I'm afraid.
What's been happening?
We found a partisan group, but on the wrong side, working with the Solarians. Aladra armed them, gave them weapons well beyond anything this world could create. Right now, one of them, Temis, is getting ready to detonate a bomb that would destroy the Neo-Solitarian capital.
That's not going to help the timeline, is it?
No. The Neos devise their own weapon in return.
And that's the bomb that ends life on Isolus and leaves the way open. That's her plan.
That was her plan. Aladra's dead.
Dead?
One of the partisans shot her. It took some effort on her part. But our plan is still working.
We have to find this Temis. Stop him.
He could be anywhere.
We work out where Aladra put the bomb, go and disarm it.
She said they were in orbit. We have an hour or two at the very outside. It's not enough time.
Narvin, we can't give up. Millions of people will die.
I have another idea, but you might not like it.
Go on.
We might not be able to stop all these deaths, but we can delay them.
For how long?
Indefinitely.
Temis! It's me! Ister! Please answer! Temis, please talk to me!
Ister, what's the matter?
Oh, Temis! Oh, thank the stars!
Ister, this is not a good time!
You've got to listen to me! We're being used! All of us, we're being used!
Used?
Wait! I'm coming to find you! Don't do anything till I've spoken to you!
Indefinitely, Narvin. What do you mean?
It's called a temporal freeze. It's like... well, it's like pausing a recording. But this will be pausing a whole world. Caught in a moment before history changes for the worse.
We can't do that.
We can and we will. But it will take a little while to set it up.
That isn't a resolution.
It's the best we can do.
But to freeze a whole planet in time. What happens to all the people?
They survive.
Survive! Until when?
Until we work out a way of excising from the timeline all the technology Aladra brought here.
There's not much of a chance of that.
Everything she brought, it's anachronistic. There might be a way of pulling it out.
And in the meantime, all these people are left in stasis.
But not dead.
It's not their fault. It's not their war.
I can't think of another way to save them. Not in time. But this... this will stop the inevitable. Stop whatever plans the War Council have. It's not winning. But it will leave these people the chance... Will you help me? Eris, help me!
All right, sir. But I wanted on record that I protested.
Duly noted, Eris.
Done anything, have you?
No. You said we were being used. Now, what do you mean?
There's another war happening. I don't quite understand all of it, but somewhere else, in space.
Ister!
Listen, it's true. Think about it. These weapons, nobody here can do that kind of thing.
Secret stuff. Who knows what the Neos and the Isos have been working on?
Not like this. And Aladra, I shot her, but she didn't die. She just... she started to change.
Change?
Her face. Her whole body. She just... change!
Ister, this is nonsense. We've got the chance to end all this now. And to come out stronger than ever. The Isos don't care about us. We're swapping one set of murders for another, but this... this will make them respect us. They won't keep on killing us once we've shown them what we can do.
It won't work! Please, Temis, don't do this!
Trust me, Ister. This will turn out for the best. Well, you know what you always say. The only good Neo is a dead Neo.
Temis!
You're not going to shoot me, Ister.
I will. I've got to stop this.
I've had enough of this. Stand down!
You can't do this!
So that's that.
That's that.
They're lost.
Not forever.
You really think that Freeze will ever be removed?
This war has to end eventually, Eris.
But how? How is it going to end? Like that?
No, of course not.
Was this part of Romana's plan too, Narvin?
You know it wasn't.
We should never have come here. We don't have the right to do this to other people, other worlds.
It wasn't us. Not you. Not me. Not Romana.
You know what I mean. Time Lords.
So what should we have done? Let Aladra's plan succeed? Allow the murder of millions? An act of omission can be just as bad, you know, Eris.
But this... this stasis, it's a kind of living death.
Living, Eris. That's the difference.
We don't have the right.
No, we don't. We should return home.
It's not much like home these days, is it?
Nevertheless, Gallifrey is home. And we are homeward bound. I wonder what sort of a reception we'll receive when we get there.
Coordinator.
Cardinal.
I gather that Narvin has returned from his recent trip.
You miss very little.
You'd be advised to remember that.
I understand that one of your agents is missing. Aladra. I don't miss much either. You'd be advised to remember that.
There will be no charges brought against Narvin for the unauthorized use of a TARDIS, and no investigation into his reasons for taking it.
Yes, well, the problem with investigations like that is that they can throw up all kinds of information, reveal all sorts of high crimes and misdemeanors. Why, I once read about a government that was brought down when it was revealed they were complicit in genocide.
It's strange, the kinds of things you come across. I remember once hearing about a high-ranking official who was executed for running covert operations that undermined the policies of her own government.
Executed, eh? Seems draconian.
Wartime, you see. Very high treason.
Ah, yes, I see. Genocide, treason, such terrible crimes. There'll be none of any of that on Gallifrey, I'm sure. We are, after all, such civilized people.
You should be careful, Romana.
Mantis, that is excellent advice.
You should consider taking it.
And so should you.